Hello, Colin here again with my second boo of the day, boo number four. And although I class myself as a grade A procrastinator, as depicted on my profile here, I must say that my productivity levels today are astounding even me. So, you know, while I'm on that roll, let's keep going. Okay, there was something that I wanted to talk about in the first submission that I made today, and I completely forgot about it, but I ran out of time as well. So what I'd like to do is just to squeeze that one in again with another little bit of information on the back end, which somebody else asked me about. Okay, now, Graham Roberts hit the contact button on my website, on the simplydv.co.uk website, with a question about video definition. And I thought, well, I'll answer this in the public domain because I think it's probably relevant to quite a few people. There's certainly a misunderstanding about this, and it's the issue of high definition and standard definition in video, okay? And Graham asked a simple question. He's got a standard definition camcorder. Now, it's standard definition largely because it's not a high definition model. It's not depicted, it's not described as a high definition model. He said he bought a high def telly and he plugs his camcorder into his telly, so therefore, by default, shouldn't what he sees be effectively high definition? And the answer, Graham, is no, definitely not. It's the same as, I suppose, putting a black and white, a bit of an old black and white film and showing it on a colour telly and saying, well, you know, the telly's colour, so shouldn't it be colour now? Standard definition is in the UK and in Europe is described as being PAL, phase alternating line. And when you describe that picture in digitally in terms of pixels, it's 720 pixels across the top, 576 down, okay? Even if it's a widescreen picture, what they do is they squish the widescreen into that space and it gets unsquished when you watch it, okay? But a high definition picture, as displayed by a high def telly and as recorded by a high definition camcorder or camera, is 1920 across the top and 1080 down the side, unless it's a telly described as HD ready, which is probably 1280 by 720 or, you know, somewhere around that figure. But you have a significant difference in terms of the number of pixels that defines the picture, okay? So if you're shooting a standard definition with 720 pixels across the top and 576 down, and you're showing it, you're plugging it into and showing it on a high definition telly, all the high def telly is doing is stretching up the pixels, okay? Literally stretching them up, we call it upscaling. And the more expensive the telly, the better the brand. You know, you're talking about something like Panasonic, Sony, Samsung, you know, the really sort of, you know, the premier brands, they upscale much better than the cheaper quality brands. And the cheaper quality brands show you a lot of noise and pixelation and all that stuff, okay? But if you start with SD, you never end up with high def. All you can expect to end up with is a relatively good quality picture, which is dependent upon the telly's ability to sort of, you know, reinterpret it and do what it can with it, okay? And that applies when you're watching standard definition telly on a high definition TV as well. If you're watching, you know, one of the BBC channels that isn't an HD channel on a high def telly, all the telly's doing is upscaling it, but you're not seeing it in high definition, all right? Right, that answers that question. Second question comes from somebody who sent me an email yesterday whose name, I apologise, I've forgotten. And it's, what equipment do I use to make these audio boos? Because I evidently am not making them with my iPhone, okay? And the reason for that is that I've tried a couple of times to do a direct record and upload from my iPhone 3GS, and it hung on me every time. I got the spinning wheel of death when I was uploading, so I thought, right, I'll forget it. But what I do is that I use my it's a professional standard audio recording system that I use for all sorts of stuff. I use an M-Audio microphone in a suspension cradle, which sits between me and the monitor. That goes into a Soundcraft audio mixer, 8-channel into 2, is an EPM 8. And from there, it goes into my iMac, and I use Soundtrack Pro on the Apple iMac to do the recording, and it also enables me to do a couple of little nips and tucks in the editing while I'm at it, okay? Because it's very rare that I hit the 5-minute limit mark, okay? So that answers that question, and I hope that's sufficient for both of you, and I hope it was of interest to others listening as well. And with that, I'll sign off and say thanks for listening, and I hope this is the last one of the day, okay? Catch up with you again next time. Thanks. Bye.